Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Show John Cobalt and Ken Shampo. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Welcome, everybody. Well, we can't really promise you as much excitement as yesterday's show with a dog rescue and a slap at the Oscars. That'd be one of the most bizarre 4 hours we've ever done. I can't.
Always exciting. I mean, the dog chase was really cool.
The dog chase, like a car chase. He was on the freeway. He was moving. Damn dog.
Nobody could catch up with
him. Greyhound? It goes 150?
Man, that's a strong dog, boy.
I saw the guy that tried to rescue the dog interviewed. He did show the big bite he got. He did get bitten. So,
the guy in the blue shirt?
The original rescuer, the Good Samaritan who dove in.
What was his story?
Well, he just said he wanted to help. He saw what was happening and decided that he needed to help rescue the dog because the woman got rescued.
Right.
We don't know yet, but we think she's homeless. And then he saw the dog floating away, decided to jump in and see if he could help. But the dog bit him. He had a nice bite, on his arm or his elbow, somewhere around that region. And, you got the whole rabies thing. That's the protocol.
Wow, that dog was awfully ungrateful.
Because isn't it true the only way they can be sure if the dog has rabies is to kill it and take a look inside its...
I don't know.
I didn't think you had to kill the dog.
I thought that's what they do sometimes.
Well,
they just test people for rabies, and it's kind of painful. I think you have to take rabies shots.
The day you get bit, if you can't determine whether the thing that bit you had rabies, you get I think it's called gamma globulin, and you have to take it immediately.
This biting dog a rabies test to see whether or not he...
Not the test. You give it to the victim of the bite.
No, I just meant, could we avoid that by testing the dog somehow?
I don't know.
That's a good question for a vet.
Well, we don't have any here.
You're the dog expert.
I'm going to Google that.
Unless you Google it and get back to us.
Okay.
Because I remember with wildlife sometimes that they would track down the animal and then kill it to see if it had rabies or something when you get bit, in the forest or the...
Either that or you have to take Because I know somebody has to take rabies shots recently.
Recently?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, they lived up...
got bit by a rat or something?
They lived up in a rural area and a bat brushed by them.
Yeah, bats are the worst. They do have a lot of rabies.
Just a little bit of bat saliva could leak into your system. Not bit by a bat. He was brushed by a bat.
Oh, brushed.
Right. And a doctor said, he goes, look, this is a question in medical school. He goes, you wake up and you find a bat in your room lying on the floor. You don't have any signs that you were bitten. What you should do? And there was only one right answer. You go and you get a rabies vaccine immediately.
In case what, saliva got into your body?
Right. Because in the tiniest little crack on your skin, if just a little microscopic amount of bat juice went through the broken skin, because you don't know, they could brush by you with the tip of their beak or whatever they have, and you wouldn't even notice it. And so you have to get shots. It's more than one shot.
Over a couple of weeks. This routine is long.
But the first day, you have to get the big shot because you only have 24 hours. And then after that, there's nothing they can do. And you have this excruciating, horrific death.
No.
It's like one of the worst deaths imaginable.
Oh, to die! Yeah, didn't that happen to a man a few years ago? He refused, I think, the rabies treatments. I remember this story. I think we did it on the air.
It was just last year in Iowa.
You're right.
This guy woke up and there was a bat line on the floor or something.
He was like an older guy. And he's like, forget it.
Yeah. Said ah, yeah. Then he went
like
down.
A lot of older guys do. Ah, it's nothing. Leave me alone.
And he enjoyed the rabies death spiral on his way out.
Yeah, he apparently went out and it was. Sadly, kind of brutal.
Well, I did Google, and there are signs that you have to look out for to see if your dog has rabies. But to be sure that the dog has rabies, the dog has to be deceased first. So then you check out the brain.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. But
so they got to kill this dog to see if his brain's got rabies.
I think they're going to probably monitor the dog first, I would hope, to see if it exhibits.
He bit enough people yesterday. Maybe he has to go.
The poor dog was terrified. The dog was...
They were trying to save him and biting everybody.
We're going to have six rescue workers going down.
He didn't bite all six.
He bit at least one rescue worker. I saw that.
I'm joking.
Two people.
Well, you're so serious about
Well, because I feel bad for this dog. And if this dog is homeless, the dog hasn't, he's been outside. He hasn't been trained.
He's a street dog.
Right.
That's why he was so snappy. He's probably had to defend his owner from God knows what in the tent.
Yeah, they had said last night in the news that they may reunite them, but we're not learning much about this, quote, owner.
Where's she going? Is she going back to the tent or whatever she was living in?
I've not been able to confirm she's homeless, but that was in Steve's report that they think she was.
Well,
but I've not seen any real follow-up on that.
Almost everybody found in a river during a storm has been homeless. Otherwise, why would you be there?
It was a good day for a walk.
Who's going to leave their...
Never walk the cement L.A. River. It's fun.
Their heated, sheltered home to end up in the middle of the L.A. River, which is pretty foul to begin with. I mean, that's all runoff water. That's not exactly, a freshwater river there. It was all brown. Easy. Right. Rabies and 100 other things you can catch.
That's right. All right. Well, that was the excitement from yesterday. Now, late in the show, and we're going to get much more detail on this, I think, coming up on the 4 o'clock hour with Assemblyman Vince Fong, a Republican from Bakersfield. This is good, and this is really instructive. Assemblyman Kevin Kiley, who's actually running for Congress, he's going to move out of the legislature, I guess, if he wins a congressional seat. But anyway, he's one of the Republicans that's been pushing this bill to suspend the 51-cent California gas tax to help you out at the pumps. By the way, I understand the prices did come down a hair. Is that true the last couple of days? Just a really tiny amounts and finally not going up?
The price of oil is down 30%. It's gone from 130 to 98 as of this morning.
Yeah, but we're in the summer blend period here now, John. So California is a unique market.
There's always a but.
I can parrot all the arguments.
Now, now the oil companies are ripping us off.
Well, then you might agree with what the Democrats did. It's funny you said that. Because Assemblyman Kevin Kiley has this bill, and he was shocked yesterday to hear that the Assembly Transportation Committee said, come on in, we're going to hear your bill at 2:30 p.m. today. This was Monday. And he actually put out a tweet. Wow, the Assembly Transportation Committee suddenly agreed to hear my bill to suspend the gas tax.
It was a trick.
At 2:30.
It was a trick.
It was a trick. They hijacked his bill. And they changed it into a tax on windfall profits of the oil companies. But, you know, that's the way you feel, John. Maybe you don't disagree with this bill.
Because a tax on the oil companies isn't going to bring down the price of gas either.
They'll just pass it along.
What's the state
going to
spend?
Just like they did the cap and trade nonsense.
The state already has so much money, they're being forced to refund taxes. So raising taxes on the oil companies, what black hole does that go into? you maybe use this as a weapon to beat the oil companies until they lower the prices, because absolutely gas should be 30% less in California from its peak. So if it was $6, what would 30% be? That would be
$1.80 off.
$1.80 off. There you go. So it should be back down to about $4.20, which is close to where it was before this whole thing started. Now, I don't know what the oil is selling for today, but yesterday morning when I woke up, it was $98.
So the Democrats argued that if we just reduce the gas tax, suspend it, the oil companies will eat the profits there and the people won't get them.
Okay.
The prices probably won't change much because they'll have some excuses.
BS on that, because that means they will never lower the gas taxes, ever. We have five different...
Oh, they won't. No. Guess who showed up? The unions. Well, this could cost jobs. Don't do this.
Yeah, it should... Jobs? What jobs?
Construction jobs. We're fixing the roads every day.
Yeah? What road is that?
Anybody notice? Yeah.
Yeah. What, are you going to lose your job drinking at the strip club? Is that what you're afraid of losing?
Anybody break an axle today, let our audience on one of these roads?
Yeah. You see how everybody's just full of horse crap? No, it's not going to cost jobs. Nobody's doing any jobs. The workers aren't working. The workers are stacking beer cups at the strip club. That's what's going on.
So instead, they ripped Kevin Kiley bill, they call it a gut and amend, and they passed this new bill, 8-4, raising taxes on energy production in California. So what was supposed to be a gas tax suspension turns into an oil tax increase.
Yeah, because they have these stupid rules in Sacramento, and all this should be illegal. You, after a certain date during the year, you cannot submit a new bill. The only way you could do it is by...
Gutting
another bill, and you could change it completely into any.
You can.
And so that's what they did. He probably shouldn't have even filed this bill, because you're now giving an opening.
I think he did it a while ago, but they didn't. Yeah, but suddenly got the idea, hey, we could take that flunky Republicans bill and just rip it into pieces and change it.
This was probably filed before the Ukrainian war started.
These
evil bastards, the Democrats in Sacramento are evil, conniving bastards. They should rot in hell.
Well, we're going to talk about what they find more important than how much you have to pay for gas, or whether or not there's a lot of homeless people, or whether or not there's crime in Prop 47. We'll talk next about what they're busy with these days in Sacramento, getting all the buzz coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Sometimes you see a headline and then you kind of rub your eyes and you look again because you sort of can't believe it. El Segundo Times, in Palm Springs, a guaranteed income program for transgender residents is being mulled. Who would even think of that? Okay. Back to the gas prices. I don't know where I am anymore. I do feel like Joe Biden. Somebody help me. Get me to a chair. A couch. What?
These all sound like articles in the Babylon Bee or the Onion.
I mean, yeah, it's just... like... by the way, on the topic of gas prices in California, still got this stupid $400 plan. In Congress... they're working on giving people who make less than 75 grand, if you're a single filer, $100 a month. That's a Democratic proposal in the United States Congress, sort of like similar to the economic stimulus money they gave out last year. So.
The difference is California has tens of billions of dollars in surplus, $45 billion, maybe $70 billion. I don't know why they can't get an exact figure.
Yeah, but this year, the markets are a loser so far this year. This is going to change unless...
I know, but at the moment, they've got the money.
First quarter is looking like we're down.
In Washington, they have trillions of dollars of annual debt. Trillions.
Oh, yeah, trillions.
There's
yes.
like a... I think the total
I
is...
I saw a story on Biden's budget proposal yesterday, and it is how much money they put out last year.
I heard a discussion of this budget bill, right? And they always have these 10-year timelines. And they said, well, under this timeline, we would save $1 trillion in debt over the next 10 years, which sounds like an incredible amount of money. I mean, when you were a kid, did you ever hear the word trillion?
No.
Okay. So, but you know what? It was the difference between adding $10 trillion of debt in the next 10 years or $9 trillion. Mm. And I'm listening to this. It's like, wait a second. I'm supposed to applaud this, that we're only going to add $9 trillion to the debt over the next decade instead of $10 trillion? As if you could even predict that, right? That's impossible anyway to lay out. And I'm thinking, man, they are all insane. They're all absolutely positively out of their mind insane. Where are these tens of trillions of dollars coming from? This is another one of those things that can't go on forever.
I just looked it up. The next number is a quadrillion.
Quadrillion, yeah.
Then quintillion.
Quintillion, then sextillion, septillion, octotillion, nonotillion, and not decatillion.
Just octillion.
Just octillion?
Yeah, not octo, right.
I was thinking of then, that. I was thinking of the mother.
Very good. You're up to nine.
Nonotillion?
It's just nonillion. N-O-N.
Nonillion?
Nonillion, right. N-O-N.
That ruins the flow.
And then decillion.
Decillion.
D-E-C-I-L-L-I-O-N, yes.
I see.
They don't put an extra A or an O in there. That's what I'm saying.
We may see that before we're dead.
I was going to say, before we're done doing this show, we'll be talking octillions.
Yeah.
Maybe. The debt is in the octillions.
Debt is in the octillions.
You're laughing. Anything could happen.
I don't think it's that outrageous.
By the way, joint filers would qualify if they're in less than $150,000 and be phased out at $160,000. So it's possible that Californians could get both a state and a federal payment for the gas prices. Mm-hmm. And my other guess is by the time they actually put this together, gas prices may recede a bit. As we're watching the price of oil, it looks like somewhat pull back. So, and who knows, even Russia-Ukraine may end. So I don't know. Will they scrap the plan or will they...
I don't know. I mean, you know, part of me says, hey, this is all our tax money that they'd be wasting anyway. It's not even real money.
Right.
It's all printed money. And then on the other hand, you see when you shove too much fake money into an economy, you get crazy inflation. It's at 8% now. It's going to be 10% within a few months.
Oh, so if we give people all these checks for gas, it'll drive other prices up, maybe?
Yeah, you know what I found in one of the analysis today, and you never know if anybody knows what they're talking about, but they said, historically, economists have examined these one-time giveaways and found that people tend to look at it like as a lottery ticket. In other words, they don't pay off debt, and they don't put it into savings. They just spend it on nonsense. It's like, oh, I got a free $100. Now, I guess that adds some oomph to the economy. Except
it does, yes.
Except the economy now is overheated. It can't take any more oomph. The reason we have 8% inflation is people have been buying a lot of stuff with all the fake money that's been sent to them.
Yeah, apparently the trend was, because I saw a story on this, at the beginning of the pandemic, when things were looking grim, a lot of people were saving. The savings rates actually jumped nicely, which allowed some people to quit their jobs. But now that we're starting to flow back, people are, you're right, it's what you call the since they held back, here comes the rush. They're trying to catch up. I just saw a story that travel is going to be very expensive this summer because everybody wants to get going now. There's a percentage of the population, even though you and I don't reflect it, that are still caught in the pandemic, but now they're finally seeing the light and they decided to really resume their life.
I heard that Delta and American both sold the most tickets in their history on a single day. Yeah, during spring break, that they hit a record high and it beat their records from 2019.
Good timing, though, aren't they raising prices because they have to get oil, gas, they have to get fuel for their planes? Aren't they suffering? They have to raise prices to cover their costs?
I heard some planes have to stop en route to their destination to fuel up, because there's gas shortages at some of the airports and they can't fill up the whole
jet tank. Fill up the whole tank.
Right. So you got to stop in Topeka or something and get a refill. There's like a lot of chaos under the surface that we don't see, but you know, everything's still way out of whack.
It wasn't like this when Trump was president.
No.
There was order. Except every time he went to Twitter.
Right. Yes. Those terrible Twitter episodes.
Our esteemed Senator Alex Padilla, this is kind of the troika of California incompetency. We gave them Javier Baccaria, right? And we gave them Kamala Harris. And
right.
Now we have Alex Padilla, who's a senator. He used to be a state official. He's pushing the Big Oil Windfall Profits Tax Act. Listen to this formula. Large oil companies that produce or import at least 300,000 barrels of oil a day have to pay a per barrel tax equal to 50% of the difference between the current price of a barrel of oil and the pre-pandemic average price per barrel. That's quite a formula, isn't it? I don't think this bill will go anywhere.
Besides, in the U.S. Senate, we're going to pay that. When California put the global warming tax on the oil companies here, it was passed
along
to us.
It helped boost the prices, right.
See, so I'm saying all these stupid ideas, they don't understand basic economics. They don't understand human nature. There's no oil executive who's going to say, oh, yeah, you're right. You know, we've been gouging people. We'll just have to bend over and take it from Padilla. No, they're not. Why do you think the gas is $6 a gallon? There's over $1.30 of California taxes and then another 18 cents of federal taxes. So that's about $1.50 right there. And then idiot Padilla, and he is a brainstem. Idiot Padilla wants to add more tax on the $1.50 we're already paying. Jesus.
Well, he thinks the oil companies will just eat the tax and pay it.
They won't
do anything about the price.
They're not going to eat the tax. No company eats a tax. And certainly the oil companies don't.
When we come back, they're dealing with a very important issue in Sacramento, and apparently they have hit a snag. We'll tell you what it is next.
John and Ken Show, KFI. The John and Ken Show continues. John Cobalt, Ken Chapo, KFI, AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, you sue Biden. Coming up after 3 o'clock, apparently 20 states have gathered, led by Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis, to sue the Biden administration because we still have to wear masks on airplanes. We'll get the details from Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI at 3:05. The Moist Line is coming back on Friday. You can leave a message via the iHeartRadio app. We have a talkback feature that involves a little microphone icon. You just hit that and leave a message. People have been doing that more and more. Or you can certainly call the voicemail number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Well, they've been busy in Sacramento these days, and the story's getting more buzz, even though this task force, and if it's California and we have Gavin Newsom as governor, you know there has to be a task force for everything. This is the task force on reparations. And they've hit a snag. California's reparation task force is trying to figure out not if we should pay reparations, but who should get them. And there are some that believe that you have to have direct lineage to slavery. Others think that there's still so many problems in the country today, and there comes that term, systemic racism, that everybody should get the reparations. The problem with the second answer is that it may not mean a lot of money per person if they go in that direction.
El
Segundo Times talked to
no
a
direction.
Woman that has apparently spent 30 years, a genealogist and historian, looking at the lineage of slavery, and she says names changed, families were broken apart, details died with prior generations. It might be really hard to track someone's lineage to direct slavery. So she thinks that would be a difficult road to go. She apparently visits grave sites, interviews grandparents. She digs through records. She follows all leads to track down family histories to figure out whether or not the family in question are direct descendants of slaves.
I mean, why should people living today have to pay for this? I'm really flummoxed by this.
Because we have a budget surplus?
No, I don't think anybody living today is responsible for anything that happened about 170 years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, you could play that game forever. I mean, I could, you know, my dad was captured by the Nazis and held for 4 years. I could claim what, from Germany, reparations? Where's that gonna go? What would be the point of that?
You should.
No, I went and got a job and I'm earning my own money.
Right. They believe in this country.
Well,
slavery has had 200 years of ramifications on people's lives.
Is that true, though? Somebody living today?
Followed by the Jim Crow laws of the South and all the things and that followed that until the 60s.
Most of that went on in the South, too.
It did. I just looked at a story. California certainly had slavery. We became a state in 1850, but there's proof, apparently, in ads and newspapers, slaves for sale.
But, I mean, comparatively minimal. There weren't that many people living out here then. How many people do you think are alive today who are the direct descendants of California slaves? But we got to pay because there was slavery in the South?
Experts,
if Alabama wants to go pay people, they go do what you want. It's their money. But I don't get California tax money going to deal with a problem that was far less prevalent here than many other states.
They haven't talked about how much they would allocate for this. The task force has spent 10 months on this? Wow. Listening to testimony about how federal, state, and corporate policies have led to continued discrimination against black people when they buy a house, rent an apartment, look for health care, insurance.
But that's a problem with laws that were either destructive at the time or not enforced at the time. Again, that's got nothing to do with today, and it's got to do with those particular laws. And that's separate from the slavery that went on. Again, most of it was in the South. I mean, the people in the North went and fought the Civil War to get rid of slavery. I mean, if they thousands and thousands of people from the North were killed trying to eradicate slavery. Not everybody has got the same level of guilt here. And I just don't understand guilt that is transferred over 170 years. I really don't get it.
Wow, look at this. Remember, this guy is usually a pain in the... Erwin Chemerinsky? He's dean of the UC Berkeley School of Law, and he really... sometimes his legal opinions are way out there, progressive left. But he actually told the task force, we could run into a problem because in California, under Prop 209... laws that give preference on the basis of race are either inherently suspect or perhaps per se illegal. He doesn't even know if this is going to survive judicial review if they do this.
Well, because how constitutionally, legally, do you decide that a certain group only gets tax money because of their skin color and only because something happened to their ancestors 170 years prior, and they can't necessarily even prove that they're related to those victims 170 years ago? Because it's going to be really hard, obviously, for a lot of people.
Right. But
so on that basis, you're going to write this really discriminatory law?
Well, this is more about it becomes two words you hate, racial reckoning.
Well, yeah, but it's not... most of the country...
It wasn't just the slaves, but...
Most of the country's not paying attention to any of this.
Probably not. I think it's another case of where California wants to lead the country and show the way. We're going to do this. Other states should do this.
Yeah.
Congress should do this.
Just because something is in the woke news media doesn't mean the average person is paying attention or cares about it. I mean, that's a misnomer. Just because you see something in the news every day doesn't mean you care. You can't make people care.
Right. Well,
and most people don't care.
You know, if you
care.
Take that argument about the only thing people care about now is the slap at the Oscars. It's ridiculous.
Correct.
That's right. And that's stupid, too.
They don't feel an obligation. What I'm saying is they don't feel an obligation to pay. I mean, find me somebody who feels an obligation to pay their
tax money. Well, I bet you there's some
West
Siders. I could find them.
Sure. Yeah, but how many? What's the percentage?
They need to do something for...
What's the percentage?
It's the people that hand the homeless guy a $5 bill in the street. Oh, it's a low percentage, yes.
Yeah, but a low percentage of people.
But our state is governed by a lot of those people.
I know, but people have to be aware that this is going on, that they want to give this money away to, they don't even know who.
I just found the story intriguing because they're stuck on who should qualify. Everybody or just direct descendants? Apparently they're having a real debate over this and they can't seem to get past it.
How can you make an argument for everybody? There's no argument for that.
Because I think it'll be too hard to prove directly.
Excuse me. I mean, that whole concept is racist. You're telling me tens of millions of black people aren't very successful? That they aren't professionals? They haven't graduated with college degrees? They're not raising good families? They're not living in their own homes?
Well, they're descendants of slaves. They still get money.
But they're not suffering. There's far fewer people suffering from anything in this era.
I was going to say, how do you determine who's suffering? If somebody's poor, does that mean it's racism? Or is that some of their own responsibility? That's a quagmire.
What I'm saying is there's so many people succeeding, so many people of all colors and all ethnicities succeeding in America right now, that I find when people use some ism to excuse their situation, I don't believe it. I don't think it's legitimate in most cases because most people are doing well of all ethnicities, of all colors. Most people are doing well compared historically to what used to happen in America, compared to the rest of the world. There's never been a country as rich and successful as America, nor have we ever had a country with this many people participating in the success.
We got a quarter of the state, though, in poverty.
Yes, and much of that is come because they came from a poor country and they don't have education and skills. It's not something America did. It's something that happened in another country, and we took them in. We took them in, and we're giving them tax money.
And they're not going to get reparations. That's a different lineage.
Some of them are going to climb into the middle class. Their kids are going to do better. I just find this constant repetition and drumbeat of America bad, America racist, America this and that, just to be, a lot of it's nonsense. This is the best
America
place in the
world.
America
was racist at one time.
But it's not.
Racist.
It's a tiny fraction of what it was. It's a tiny fraction. You can't compare this to 1850 or even 1950. It's not even close.
Well,
how come people
some
don't
part of the country, 1950 wasn't very pretty.
How come people don't celebrate the progress, though? Nobody can change what happened in 1850. Most of those, everybody's dead from 1850. Everybody. Those were other people.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Shampoo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Take that mask off when you get on the plane. That's the claim of a bunch of states, 20 states, led by Florida, and they have sued the Biden administration over us, making us continue to wear masks aboard airplanes and other forms of transportation. Alex Stone will explain the case coming up after 3. I like the way the El Segundo Times just sent out one of their little email news alerts. They can show me how to get my fourth damn COVID shot. The FDA did say that people over 50...
Yeah.
Go get another booster.
You know what the story is behind that, though? That's an equity thing.
Oh, is it?
Because it was supposed to be 65 plus. And then they said, well, a lot of Hispanic and black men primarily suffer more over age 50 because disproportionately they have more health issues. So why don't we include them? But they didn't.
So they lowered it to 50?
Right. But they didn't want to single out and say, okay, white people 65 plus, black and Hispanic 50 plus. So they just made it 50 plus for everybody.
Oh.
That's the background on why.
I also think it's easy because I don't think the demand's there anymore. It's not going to lead to a rush of people grabbing up all the shots.
So you were
That's what they were holding back before.
You were asking how many people took the third shot?
Yeah, I understand it was not as high a percentage.
30%.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nationwide?
Nationwide.
And everybody's eligible, right, for the third shot, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that is low.
So the fourth one is going to get what, 15% maybe?
Yeah, because I do the old anecdotal thing. The three of us got the third shot, but apparently that's not as common as I think.
No.
All right, we'll talk up to Alex Stone after 3 o'clock. Yesterday, we played some audio from a podcast. There is a congressman from North Carolina. In fact, he just got elected in 2020, Madison Cawthorn. He's only, I think, in his 20s. And on this podcast, he was asked about the Netflix hit House of Cards, and when, because it's a political thriller and soap opera that people die, there's drug addiction, lots of sex. When he was asked about this, he said that in his short time in D.C., he's only been there 15 months, he's been asked and invited to orgies.
Mm.
He's been asked to do a bump of cocaine, or people do bumps of cocaine right in front of him. He says it is really wild. So there is some fallout, and there's a number of House Republicans who are saying to the majority leader of the Republicans, and that is Kevin McCarthy from California, the House Minority Leader, why don't you call him in and ask him about this, and why don't you tell him to name names? Because he's out there telling stories, and most of the response so far is, I never saw this or heard of this. What the hell is he talking about? If he's got something to say, he ought to be more specific than to just cast a wide net.
Or is it, how come I wasn't invited?
Well, that's not a comment that anybody's made, no.
I bet you they have.
One report says, a member said that if his remarks are true, he needs to name names because otherwise it maligns the entire institution.
No, because I assumed that was all going on anyway, so.
Yeah.
I assume that's why these people go to Washington. Well, let me guess. They claim they go to Washington because they want to make law. They want to improve people's lives.
Well, I mean, look, let me just... I don't think Tom McClintock's running around with hookers and using cocaine, okay? So let me just give you an example.
Tom McClintock?
He's a Republican congressman from California. You're acting like everybody does this. I'm just telling
you. How
do
we know?
Wow.
Well, we don't know.
Next time he's on, why don't you ask him?
I mean, you know, you could be doing hookers and cocaine, too. I don't know.
That's true. Let's just open up the speculation box. For all we know, Deborah Mark eats a hamburger every night. And
I'll tell you, that's fake news.
We don't believe you.
No, I would tell you.
Denials don't matter to John.
I have photos.
That makes it worse.
Yeah, denials are, I expect denials.
How about this? I don't care what you guys speculate. I know the truth.
Make it sound,
I know the truth.
Somehow you made that sound dirty.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This has led some Democrats to make jokes because that the House Republican caucus is much wilder than we thought. Because some people think of them, and maybe that's exactly the type that would go to D.C. For hookers.
It's the stuffed
orgies and cocaine and, I have a feeling this guy is kind of weird, this congressman. He's kind of full of himself, and he probably thought it'd be funny to tell a story like that on a podcast.
There's
got to
be some orgies going on.
I'm not saying that's not true, of course. There's still plenty of that behavior, but...
I hope he gives out names.
If he was invited to an orgy by another Congress member, I would like to know who that is, too. I think that'd be pretty wild to find out.
Can you imagine if this starts, like the dam breaks and everybody starts ratting everyone else out? That's what I hope for every day. The truth finally breaks through.
All right, so we're supposed to still wear masks on airplanes at least through April 18th. There are a number of states who have gathered together to sue the Biden administration to get rid of it, I guess, now, or maybe April 18th will come and they'll extend it again. We'll talk to Alex Stone next.
John and Ken Show, Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.